Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our Friday mini episode, which is a shorter version of our longer episodes, and it happens on Friday. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
If you guys are patrons, you'll be able to see Maria's very cool Zoom background today and the shades that she's wearing. Her Zoom background is she's about to be abducted by a UFO, which is relevant to our topic today.
It sure is.
Which is that by June, they have a deadline that by June, the Pentagon has to release all the unclassify all the documents and talk to Congress about all the information that they have on UFOs, what's going on there, what is the deal? And they just have to like spill the beans on UFOs to Congress.
They got
to
spill the beans.
They have to spill the beans. It's time. It's really, really insane. I mean, basically all this stuff is coming to light. More and more things have become unclassified videos, a lot of them from the Navy and the Air Force. And I don't know if you guys saw, but recently on 60 Minutes, the previous head of the AUP, which stands for
the UAP?
No. It is, yes, you're right, the UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force. Listen, I was doing something else while I was watching this documentary.
But that guy, Luis Elizondo.
Yeah, he did a interview and was talking about like how all this stuff is real and legit. I do want to say before we get into the information today, UFO does not necessarily mean alien.
Right.
It's just unidentified flying object. So I guess that comes down to three different options. One is that competing nations, like they are thinking either China or Russia, have objects that we don't know about that move at higher speeds that we can move, that don't have wings necessary for the flying objects. That don't have like obvious like fuel emissions or things like that.
It could be missiles.
Yeah.
Secret spy missiles.
And that we need to like be privy to that information so that obviously we can compete with it. The other one is that perhaps like the US is experimenting with this kind of stuff and like we don't know about it yet. And then the third is what everyone wants to believe is that it's aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess like the first thing maybe we should start with is Project Blue Book. And that's like the first from the 50s. That was the first kind of government investigation into UFOs by the Air Force. It was from March 1952 to December 1969. Nice. It was by Captain Edward Ruppelt. Oh, actually, I guess before that, there was something called, I misspoke, there was something called Project Sign in 1947 and then Project Grudge in 1948.
Project Grudge.
So tight. I have a Project Grudge against Maria. And
Why? They,
I don't know. I know. Actually don't. Because
you know what you did.
Because you're preventing me from napping right now to record this episode. They investigated UFOs to determine whether or not they were threats to national security. But then they became dismantled. All the information was released from the Freedom of Information Act.
So Project Sign was officially inconclusive regarding the sightings. But Edward Ruppelt wrote in 1948, he said that flying saucers were real and were not made by either the Soviet Union or United States and were likely extraterrestrial in origin.
Oh, shit, bro.
So Eddie Ruppelt. Were you thinking
when she said that Barney Rubble?
I just didn't know because you said it like four times, and then even when you repeated it again, you said another kind of. You never Ruppelt. Said the same.
You
name never. Twice.
You didn't say the same name any of the time.
R U P P E L T Ruppelt.
Nope, Ruppelt? That was a different. Oh. That was five. That was a fifth different one.
Ruppelt.
What a hard name to say. Ruppelt.
It is. That's Maria not easy. Ruppelt. That doesn't roll Maria off the Ruppelt. Tongue. More recently, and I guess today, something else was released.
Oh.
On the USS Omaha, this happened in 2019 off San Diego. 14 UFOs swarmed a Navy ship off the coast.
Dang.
And one was going as fast as 160 miles per hour. And this is all on video. The people on the ship are like, what the fuck is this? Like, what's going on?
I've gone 160 miles per hour before.
Yeah.
That's not that fast.
Yes, it is for an air pot for a ship? I mean for a flying object? How fast?
I drove a NASCAR around a track and I was going 160.
Whoa. Speed demon. Talk about the alien. Who's the alien now?
I know, right?
There's a fly in here and I don't know how to deal.
I hate
how
flies.
How do you deal with the big ass fly?
You swat them. You just swat
you swallow him. The fly. Perhaps you'll die. And then there's this guy, Commander David Fravor, who's also on the 60 Minute interview. He was a squadron leader. He worked as a Navy pilot for 18 years. He said that on a routine training mission off the coast of California, he was directed, he and his unit, to go examine a strange, unidentified flying object that was descending from 80,000 to 20,000 feet and then disappearing. Upon flying 60 miles to the location, it says, this is from Time magazine, Fravor says he saw a tic-tac-shaped object 40 feet long with no wings just hanging close to the water. In an interview with Washington Post, he said it created a disturbance on the water uncharacteristic of a helicopter. It moved rapidly, like it would echo his movements. So like as his plane would like go up, it would do the same. He said it was faster than anything he'd ever seen in his life. And then it just disappeared into the water.
It went in the water?
Yes, it went into the water.
I'm telling you, the underwater is terrifying. There's some shit down there.
Well, we don't Melissa, even know. That leads me to my next thing. There have also been cases of unidentified submerged objects, which leads me to my question. Why do we just assume that aliens are in space? Like, if they're anywhere, I honestly feel like they're in the ocean. Like, have you seen an octopus or a blobfish? Like, that shit ain't normal.
Uh-uh. They ain't right.
Yeah, that ain't right.
And they're smart, too. Octopi.
Yeah.
Octopuses, octopi.
They can like open a safe.
Yeah. Like in, was it Finding Nemo?
Yeah, you would. You'd watch hours of that, Maria.
Remember that octopus that escaped like the laboratory that it was in? Yeah.
Oh my
God. To go back to his Martian friends. Hold on.
You've seen the abyss, right? There's crazy shit down there. And we can't go down that far.
Octopus opening a jar to get dinner. Octopus opening a lock. Octopus opening a jar of peanut butter. Like, these things are crazy.
Maybe they're just hungry.
I can't even open a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah, but you don't have eight legs.
Do you see my octopus teacher?
Yeah.
I've told people that I've seen it.
But you have.
Told a few people I saw that documentary. Anyways, with all of this stuff that has been coming out, now Congress is like, yo, you gotta tell us the real deal.
What's his face? Whoever they interviewed was like, yeah, we see UFOs every day. Like, it was a normal thing, they said. They're like, we see them every day.
Yeah. Well, I think I told you guys before, my landlord was in the Navy, and he was like, one time we saw a UFO, and we told our, like, squad captain or whatever, and he said, like, never speak of that again, or we're going to kill you.
Was that the same landlord that had, like, a possum for
He did
pet?
Have, like, five pet possums.
I understand that now.
He also told me that he wrote like Jurassic Park or something. He ghost wrote it. So like he might not be.
Wow, cool. That's awesome if that's true.
It's not true. So there's this Harvard astronomer is confident that an alien probe visited us in 2017. I thought that this was crazy. This guy, Abraham Loeb, he is head of Harvard's astronomy department. There was this oddly shaped object that was in our solar system. It was going towards Earth. And it was named, I forgot what planet
where
we
live?
I was going to say United States. And then I was like, no, wait, we're more than that. It's more than that. So it was called Uma Uma. If you Google it, it's kind of interesting. So it was like a cigar-shaped asteroid. Its shape and movements, it sped up as it left like our galaxy. It didn't leave any gases, which you would expect from a comet or from Maria. Oh. And it baffled.
Real nice.
It baffled scientists. It would also like glow sometimes and then not others.
Oh, interesting.
And I guess it would like sometimes like change shape and size.
If you Google image search these,
what is it really
looks
silly?
Like giant pieces of poop.
Listen, it's like an asteroid. If you look at it, it's like fully an asteroid or like a comet or something. But this fool, this astronomer who like went to Harvard, so obviously he's not that insane, said Uma Uma may be a fully operational probe sent intentionally to Earth vicinity by an alien civilization.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
I mean, Ted Kaczynski went to Harvard too, so
okay, so that you're right. And I also was watching an episode of Bones last night, my new like comfort watch, and like they said that people with like super high IQs sometimes get a little wonky.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they like murder people or like do weird stuff. That's why I continue to be a dumb bitch. Keep myself and others safe.
Safer for
keep everyone safe.
Mike Tyson was like, I take the Lexapro or I take the Zoloft so I stop myself from killing y'all.
No, but that's scary.
Remember you said that? I don't know. It was a funny thing.
It sounded hilarious. I can't stop laughing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Okay, so I do have a friend. He said he told me his UFO story. He's more than a friend. But he said, when I was... He said, when I was much younger, maybe 7 or 8, I was with my folks driving. He saw a UFO. He said, I was with my folks driving home.
This is
from
just
like
a story of him driving.
Yeah, it's just a story. This has nothing to do with UFOs. This is just a story I felt like sharing. I was with my folks driving home from my grandfather's place in Malibu.
Oh, ooh, fancy.
I grew up in Malibu. Yeah, I didn't know we had that in
common. You have so much in common with this friend.
In common. We were on the 405 freeway heading south. I've taken the 405. Mm-hmm. And the remake of Lean On Me was on the radio.
Remake?
Yeah. What's the remake of Lean On Me? I don't know. Oh. That's not a huge part of the story, so we don't have to
stop
on it.
Interrupting. I'll stop interrupting.
At the time, I was already super interested in UFOs, ghosts, aliens, and all that stuff. With that in mind, I looked out the window of the back right side of the car, hoping to spot a UFO. And sure enough, it actually happened. I saw a light in the sky that wasn't too bright, but it was moving pretty fast. Suddenly, the light did a nearly perfect 90-degree turn or shift that was literally impossible for any kind of airplane. After that, it was gone in the blink of the eye. It could not have been a shooting star or airplane. Some thoughts that don't... Oh, that was... Okay, that was the end of that story.
Well, does it sound like it was the end? What else did he say?
It was like a next part of the email that like didn't have to do with me reading it out loud.
It was like, I can't wait to see you again.
Penis and vagina stuff. But it didn't have to do with the episode.
Had a great time the other night.
Had a great time the other night. Anyway. Your underwear is still at my house. All right. Then there's something. Okay. So there's something about Dr. Stephen Greer's The Disclosure Project and this documentary Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, which I feel like I watched, but maybe not.
I've seen Close Encounters of the
That's the movie. What is that? The third kind?
Fourth? Fifth?
There's like a lot of different kinds, apparently.
What's the second kind?
I don't know. There's like 31 flavors worth of aliens, apparently. This might be our worst episode. should we release this? I guess one of this guy's theories is that beings controlling the crafts and the crafts themselves appear to be phasing in and out of our reality, specifically between our reality and the astral plane. So the astral plane is where those who have out of body experiences go. It's a mental plane of existence. Oh, so we've talked about this before where people think like instead of extraterrestrial, it's like interdimensional.
Right.
So they're going between dimensions rather than like outside.
Some people think
galaxy.
Bigfoot is interdimensional.
Yes, that's
why
Greg...
he doesn't leave shit around.
Yeah, but someone did. That's why you can never find Bigfoot scat, because he's pooping in another dimension. Yeah. His toilet is in a whole other dimension.
Logical. Makes yeah. sense to me.
His toilet is in that, there's a whole dimension of, what's that rest stop in Texas?
Bucky's.
Yeah, there's a whole Bucky's dimension for him to use the toilet. So that's interesting that maybe they go in and out of different planes. He says it's a mental plane of existence where thought is everything. So the only thing that is faster than light, apparently, is thought. So throw that on top of the whole concept of quantum entanglement, and you have a really interesting framework.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That sounds like a Craig diatribe.
Yeah.
Then he says there's a story from the late 70s about someone that hijacked a local broadcasting network and gave a 6 to 7 minute speech about humanity and where it was heading. The voice claims to be the Galactic Federation, which is a term that has been used by many UFO believers. Some think that this is a hoax. Likely it was, but the message is still super meaningful. And no one has ever caught who it was. It sounds legit, though, again. Oh, here's a video in the audio. Do you want to try to play it?
Oh, okay.
I mean, we definitely don't need to play 7 minutes.
Oh, this video's 17 minutes.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's not the video. We definitely know it needs 17 minutes. Oh, is it like a explaining what it was? We don't need that.
But remember that one of the first episodes we did, the UFO sighting in Rua?
Yeah.
And they were like, the kids were like, yeah, the message from the aliens was like, recycle, like take care of the planet. Yeah. This was like back in, what was it, the early 90s or something, or the 80s?
Yeah, like I feel like aliens just want to save our planet. And we've talked about before, I think it was with John Tenney, that perhaps aliens are just like us from the future. And we've been distorted appearance-wise based off like all the weird shit we've been eating and like stuff we do to ourselves. Maybe we're just like all plastic surgeried up by then. And we're coming back in time to be like, hey, you guys need to figure stuff out, or things are going to get weird.
Plastic surgery has advanced so much.
So much that now we're just gray blobs.
That's what it is. That's what's attractive.
That's what's attractive now. That's the aesthetic of beauty. So yeah, who knows? I mean, Martin's seen an alien, like who hasn't seen an alien at this point? So anyways, you guys, oh, and then also just to close, like a whole bunch of people on Twitter saw a UFO in Pasadena the other day.
Yeah. What? It was like just this glowing light.
Here's my thing, though. Every time someone posts a picture of a UFO, and someone did it on the Discord the other day, too, I'm like, that looks like a light to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But to each their own. Like, I've never seen a UFO or seen someone post a picture of a UFO that looks like Maria's Zoom background right now. You know, that's like a ship.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. No, I've never seen.
Yeah.
I've seen things that are weird, but never. It's just weather balloons, guys. Weather balloons.
What a hater. All right. Well, guys, if you've seen a UFO or have any stories or anything like that, I'm sure all of you do. Please contact us, email us, call us. We will read it on the episode. Thank you guys for your patience. We forgot it was Thursday and Friday, so then we put this together 15 minutes ago. So please enjoy this episode. We love you very much. I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And I'm Maria Ruppert.
Ruppert, Rupert, Repert, Ribot. Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.